Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Rob Levin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Rob is the founder, CEO, editor-in-chief of RSLmedia.com. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. SpeakSMB.com. Did I say that right, Rob?
That's the other one?
All right, so check that out. Rob, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about email marketing, folks, the power of it, why you just can't. It's still powerful, and it still needs to be your method of last resort. Everything else, in my opinion, should funnel into that. You should be migrating, act like a duck and migrate your peripheral communities over to email. Now, we're not saying stop doing marketing through social media, but make sure that if you know somebody on social media, that you've got their contact information, your email list, because we, as Rob pointed out, Facebook, whoever, Twitter, they will change the rules, and you'll lose those people. You can't afford to do that. You work too hard to get them. So, Rob, one of the things I want you to tell us about today in this segment, though, is what should be in those emails. You said make sure you have the things that your customers want to read. Make sure you read them. But you've also talked to us about not only reading but watching.
That's right. So, we can talk briefly about this. I know we don't have a lot of time. What you really want to do, I here's two basic ideas, okay? Number one is you get questions from your customers all the time, right? Hey, how do I do this? What's the best way to do that, et
right.
cetera? Turn that into either a video, which I think is what you were alluding to, or a blog post that's on your website, and email that information out. If one or two people are asking about it, there's probably hundreds, if not thousands, mm-hmm. that are interested in the same thing, okay? And that's number one. The other is, I love this. I'm having a big talk with one of our big clients about an initiative around this, is do stories on your customers. You can make it a simple Q&A. You can even ask them to ask everybody the same question.
The Q&A is great.
Profile your customers. It's easy to implement, and people love to read about other people. Right, mm-hmm. We're all humans. It's business to business, or it's business to consumer, but it's human to human, or person to person.
And if you can, if you get them to do a video, that's even powerful.
Yeah, that's right. You could set something up in your place of business, a tripod, your phone of choice. As long as the audio sounds good, you're gonna be great. You want to see a company that's doing a great job of this. I just came across them, spoke with the owner last week. Really impressed. Check out a company called Impact. Their URL is Impact, B as in boy, N as in Nancy, D as in David, impactbnd.com. Yes, they're a marketing company, but they got everybody in their company developing content, which,
wow.
of course, they send out through email. And right on their homepage, you see it says subscribe.
Right.
So it's a great example of another not so big business that's doing a great job with content.
And, I'll tell you, this.
And, you know, my other site.
Yeah. Go ahead.
My other site, SpeakSMB, same thing. It's all content based, and we're always encouraging people to subscribe to the email.
Well, see, one of the reasons why I like what you said about your customers, their customers. A lot of times, a lot of people, including some of the talking heads on my show, Rob, they run out of things to say. They say, I don't know what else to say. What else going to talk about? Well, this is when you bring in your customers and let them be part of the cast. I have a relative who used to be in the car business, and he would run these customers who would come in to buy a car. He'd video them, and they'd say, yeah, we love this company. We wouldn't buy any of our Chevrolet from anybody else. And I asked him, I said, I cringe when I see those things. He said, people love those. We sell a lot of cars off of those things.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. I mean, look, people want to hear from people like themselves. So
yeah.
whether whether you're featuring your customer and you're, you know, as a testimonial, or just having them talk about, you know, things that are interesting that are somewhat related to your business, it doesn't matter.
And today you can do it with a smartphone. Put it out of your pocket and become a movie maker, right?
Yeah. Just make sure you have good sounding audio. You might need a good mic for that.
That's the thing. The video can be a little grainy. The sound needs to be better. I agree with that. Rob, good job today as always. Come back soon.
Will do. Thanks. Looking forward to the next invite, Jim.
Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Rob joins us, and so we did today. RSLmedia.com, SpeakSMB.com, his two websites. You'll thank me later when you go there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.